All right. It is 8:06 here on the morning show. There we go. Now we're on the air. It's 8:06 on the morning show. We're having CBS News issues all day long today. Good morning, Kate Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. As our car temps read, 20 below, something like that.
Yeah. I almost didn't really want to come to work this morning, go outside, right?
However, it is the final day of January, so we are on the downslide, if that's any sort of good news.
And we also have some more good news when it comes to the temperatures, is now that instead of 20 below, it's 13 below.
Well, so yeah, hey, starting getting to warm, warm up getting warmer.
So we're going to be talking Floyd County CERT, that's C-E-R-T, and with us this morning is Gloria Taroji. Good morning, Gloria.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Cold.
Just going to ask if you're staying warm. Car started all right this morning?
It stays in the garage.
Perfect.
So Floyd County CERT, just so people are aware, Floyd County Community Emergency Response Teams.
Thank you, Kay.
Is what we are talking about today. Gloria Taroji is the secretary and as well a charter member of the group. Thank you so much for joining us. For those of us who aren't sure, talk about what this is.
Okay, anytime there is a local emergency, then we can be called out by the police department, the sheriff's department, the fire department, Red Cross, anybody that needs us, and we are trained to help them in whatever they need. We're basically the runners for them. They get to do their professional thing, and we do anything they need to help them do it.
So give us an example of that in a scenario. Let's say there's a fire.
All right, then we are trained to do the traffic control, and then they would like to teach us how to know where the different parts of the truck are, so if they need a particular hose or something, we'll be able to go get it and take it to them. We also, like when there was the one in the apartments over on Wisconsin Street, we were called out, and it was really cold. It was late at night. Mm-hmm. And Tom Bach, who is our chairman, he went and got a list of all the people that were living there and who to contact, their emergency contact people for them so they could come and get them.
Okay. Well, that's great.
And then we delivered water to the firemen and stuff for a drink.
Sure, sure. Is this a volunteer organization?
Yes, it's all volunteer, everything.
Okay. And so if people want to become involved, how do they do that?
They can either contact me, or they can contact Jason Webster, who's the emergency management director up at the courthouse.
Okay.
Talk about what the training entails for this.
Okay, there are four different levels that people can train for. The first one, and the number one rule for a CERT volunteer, is if there's a disaster, you make sure you're okay, your family's okay, and your neighbors are okay. If they are, then you can join the team and go dispersed from wherever our meeting place is. All right, the first category is for people that just want to take the course for their own particular needs. They want to be able to help themselves and their families and their neighbors. They don't want to join us to go out into the community. The second one is for those that want more of the ongoing training, but they don't necessarily want to be called out in a disaster. The third category are people where CERT is more of a passion. Right now we have 23 active members, and it's a passion for us. And we want to receive as much training as we can get, and then periodically, whenever we are available, we can get called out to go to various places. Like when the tornado came through at the fairgrounds, my sister and I happened to be down in Houston, Texas. We got the call while the sirens were still going off back here.
Oh, wow.
Another one was when the tornado came through Rudd. We were there the next morning, and I worked in the volunteer section where people that wanted to volunteer or bring food, whatever, they would come to us, and then we would catalog them and whatever food and stuff they brought, and then they would go out to the different teams and go wherever they were needed.
Okay. So it's kind of like being a first responder.
Yes, we help with them.
Okay. Very good.
Search and rescue.
Very good. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I really didn't know too much about this.
Yeah, me neither.
You've got a bunch of needs here. Do you collect things for a CERT pack list?
Yes. Well, when you join CERT, you are given a CERT bag. And in that bag, you've got your hard hat, your vest, flashlight, wrench, packet that controls blood, packet that helps you with your CPR, all kinds of that stuff, and a little handbook. And the handbook comes in handy for all kinds of things, because we even learn how to do hazmat.
Oh, sure.
We can't actually perform it, but we can report it due to the signals that are on the building or on the train.
Well, again, interesting stuff. If you would like to find out more about this CERT program or actually become involved, again, how do we do that, Gloria?
All right, you can either call me, because I'm the secretary, and that number is 641-426-6346. And then I can send you information plus an application form. The application form would be made out and then taken to the emergency management director, which is Jason Webster, up at the courthouse. And then the state will do a background check on you, mm-hmm. because we don't want the criminal type coming in and helping.
Well, sure. I wouldn't want that type of person helping me.
Yeah. You can also talk to Tom Bach, who is our chairperson, or Jason Webster himself.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
We are going to be having a training coming up. I believe it's like the 18th and 19th. It's that weekend in February. It's going to be at the EOC. So if you want to get in on that first training, then you need to get your application in right away. And then periodically when we have a certain number of people, I think that each class can take like 15 people, then there are 18 certified CERT trainers in the state of Iowa. Three of them are right here in Charles City.
Oh, wow.
So that really comes in handy. We can get the training in pretty much whenever we want it.
Yeah, that's great.
And we have an ongoing training. You have to get, once you're certified, you have to get in at least 8 hours training per year. But if you attend our meetings, which is the third Thursday of every month, your training's taken care of.
Hey, awesome. Wonderful.
An awesome organization.
Well, thank you so much for your help in this organization. I mean, you guys are very much needed and appreciated. So, again, February 18th and 19th is the next training. If you are interested, call Gloria Troji.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Gloria. It's 8:14 with Billy Joel.